The enemy was upon us, and the first one stepped through the trees. The fur at my ruff stood up as I let every bit of my anger shine through. He swung the gun at me, aiming for my shoulder, but Griffin shot immediately, the bullet hitting between the man's eyes. He fell hard.
What the?
Don't just stand there! Move!
Chaos descended among them, and two men charged into the area. Knowing they would be looking for the gun, I lunged toward them, forcing them to pay attention to me. One guy tripped over the man who was already dead, as the second guy swung his gun toward me.
Move right!
The bullet missed me by inches, and Griffin fired two shots, one after another, each hitting its mark. Both were kill shots in the same place as the first. Griffin had taken out three men.
What do we do?
Attack, dumbass, now!
Get behind a tree and use it as coverage, because they're going to try to take you out now. I needed to know he was protected. I pivoted in his direction as Griffin raced behind the largest nearby tree. Most of his body was covered. The only part visible? His hand holding the gun. Three more enemies stumbled toward us, and, as I'd suspected, neither glanced my way. That worked too, because I could get closer and take a few out. If we injured them to the point of not fighting, we could get the hell out of here. I wished there was a way to handle this without killing, but if Griffin didn't shoot to kill, we'd be overrun in seconds. My dad always told me that the fact that we didn't relish killing made the Silver Wolves different, and after going through all I had, I agreed. I couldn't kill that bear shifter when he was lying on the ground all vulnerable. I couldn't kill maliciously like that. Granted, he still wound up dead, but that was a whole different scenario. The taller of the three had his gun aimed at Griffin the quickest, which meant he was the one I needed to take out. He fired a shot at my mate before Griffin could respond. Are you okay?
Yes. Thank God you told me to get behind the tree.
I lunged at the guy's gun hand. The other four men were already moving in this direction, probably realizing that coming one by one was allowing us to pick them off more easily. The taller guy looked at me right as my teeth sank into his wrist. His eyes widened as he yanked his arm back, but it was too late. He released his hold on the gun, and it fell. His other hand came around and punched my face, causing my jaw to slacken enough for him to pull his wrist out. I snarled as his blood dripped down my chin. My jaw throbbed, but with my shifter healing, I'd be better within minutes. All I needed to do was weaken as many of them as I could, so Griffin could take them out.